guys are all getting kind of back on the field from injury. What does it mean to get back healthy and kind of put everything behind you and keep charging here?
Oh, I mean, that means a lot. I mean, it's not fun sitting on the sideline watching your brothers go to work. So just having the opportunity to get back out there, I mean, that's a lot of fun. I mean, the bye couldn't have came at a perfect time. Now we're getting guys back, getting guys healthy, and that's what you really want going down this stretch.
How was your bye week?
Oh, it was good. I went back home to Atlanta, just relaxed, chilled with my family, and that was about it.
What was your impression, I guess, of what Darius called the Giants' three-headed monster and their wide receivers?
I mean, those guys are very athletic receivers. I mean, good receivers, some of the tops in the game. And, I mean, they have a really great offense over there, and they're led by, in my opinion, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and Eli. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun matchup. You know, I think that's why a lot of guys, that's why you signed up and dream about playing in the NFL, because you want to go against the best. And I think it should be a lot of fun for us.
How much of a reset or a refocus is there, especially coming in a bye week so early, but knowing there are so many weeks after this, 13 straight to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said the bye came at a good time, just to get guys back healthy. But we know it's a long stretch, and we're looking forward to it. We're ready to roll. It's going to take every single guy in this locker room to get through that stretch. And we're going to face a lot of challenges and just come together as a team to overcome those challenges and find the real identity of our team.
How do you stay fresh over a stretch so long, knowing that you guys really don't have any time off?
I mean, you just stick to your normal routine. I mean, guys have their routines that they do. Just stick to your routine. I mean, do what you got to do to keep your body fresh. I mean, it's a violent game, so it might take a little extra at times, but just focus on the positive. Don't try to worry about if you hurt or anything like that.
Mike McCarthy said during the self-scout that every player is going to be given a list of things to work on today and moving forward. What were your things?
So we can't tell y'all our secrets like that. So
other guys did.
No, I see. They doing the wrong then. I can't give you no secrets. No, I don't know who's watching this here.
How much does that help, though, Morgan, in terms of whatever it is that they want you to cue on, just getting that kind of feedback this early in the season to focus the rest of the way?
I think it's helpful just having that opportunity to just – I mean, we do it all the time, but just speak to offensive guys and just see what they see as a offense, what we do as defenders, and what might help our game out or give us a little edge and give us an advantage. I mean, I think they're very helpful because, I mean, we have one of the top offense and we go against some of the best every day, and that's really helpful to us.
What's the difference to you in your mind between playing hurt and playing injured?
To me, hurt and injured is the same thing. Okay. But I think, I mean, everyone, like I said, this game is violent. Everyone's going to have something going on. But the difference is being able to, some things that you can play through that's not going to worsen or hold you back or make you look slower. Then injury is something you just can't get through, where you know you're not going to be at 100%, and it's going to affect you, and it's going to affect the team. So that's when you have to kind of set yourself down.
Morgan, I know Mike talked about, you know, going back, I think it was 13 of 20 guys were the first or second year players that played defensively in that Detroit game. How important is that film for young guys? I know you played early on too. I mean, what does that do for them being able to get that kind of, you know, feedback right away?
I think that just builds on your confidence. Just getting that rep, that was repetition. That's what you really need. It's one thing of looking at it on the board and watching it on film and actually getting out there seeing live bodies move around. Then you got to see the difference between preseason and the regular season where the intensity picks up. But it really helps you out and builds that confidence. And the more reps you get, the better you become.